Hello, you're listening to the Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast. Coming up a little bit later on in the podcast from the show today, we're going to read out another of Perth's deep, dark secrets, which could mean that there's a couple out there who aren't actually as married as what they think they are. Anyway, hi, you lot.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to Extra Bits. Rami's not going to say the extra words
no,
today.
Not.
Okay, he just did.
What'd you call me?
Fam.
Oh.
No, I didn't say the other word, mate. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that because I'm an ally. All right.
Can we rewind the tape? What did you actually say?
I don't know. I thought you said something else.
That was a pretty good impersonation.
Thank you.
How is everyone?
Good.
Good.
What's going on?
Living on a knife edge.
Yeah.
What's been happening?
Oh, you know. Today's the first day of Ramadan, for anyone I haven't told. So
yeah.
It's where I fast and I don't eat from sunrise to sunset. And I'm really feeling it on the first day.
How many days does this go for? Is it 40?
30.
30?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge for you is less of the food and more of the coffee.
Well, yeah, it's because I can't have coffee and I can't smoke.
Oh,
and
dear.
I didn't realize the last
vapor.
Oh,
so you've stopped vaping as well?
Mm-hmm. I have to.
What's the?
Oh, this is amazing.
Just
for
to
you.
Clarify, this is from sunrise to sunset yes. for 30 days.
What's the event?
So when
in
the sun goes down, I come out to play.
What's the event in Islam why does one fast for the month of Ramadan? What
I
is it
wish
about?
Wish I knew.
Don't know.
I wish I knew more context.
Like, did the prophet? Fast for a month and it's to
I can't tell
that.
I'll be honest, I do it purely because my mum does it.
Sure.
And it's kind of like a thing I've done since I was six.
Yep, I understand.
But I don't know the religious side of it too much.
Okay.
Can I ask if you
I know
can
it's healthy
go,
for you.
If you can go all day without eating coffee and vaping for 30 days, that's basically breaking a habit. So it's likely to assume that you don't have to get back on vaping. Because at night, you're not trying to make up for it, right? You're not just missing out. would you consider this as an opportunity to kind of help you get your health back on track and avoid vaping?
You know the smoke alert that we got the other day from King's Park?
Yeah.
That was Rami After Rami. Dark.
Yeah. Right.
Rami After Dark sounds like a podcast I would listen to.
Rami After Dark was basically our old Leftovers podcast.
Look, Kim, I wish I could say you were right. And look, you are right. But in reality, it's like, I stay off that sort of thing during the day and at night.
Yeah.
It's choo-choo, motherfucker.
Yeah. I hope you don't mind me saying this, and please cut this out of the podcast, but Rami was approached by his agent, because Rami does ads here and there.
Oh, yeah.
Rami was approached by his agent to do an anti-vaping campaign
Genius.
Advertisement the other day. They don't know that he vapes. So
they don't know.
He did accept the offer.
And if you are listening and you're considering vaping, don't do it, because it's bad and it's addictive, right?
That's right, but fuck, it tastes good.
We're cutting that bit out. It tastes good. You know, you can buy that stuff and it not have nicotine in it. If you just want to smell like strawberry kisses all day, you can wear Britney perfume, or you can use a shisha and just have just the stuff in it without the nicotine.
Everyone's got their vice, right, Kimber?
Oh, yeah.
We do have a couple of bits and pieces for the podcast today. Yeah, we do. Well, really, we only have one major bit / piece. Brought to us by Maddie this morning.
In the spirit of transparency, brought to by me because you said about 4 seconds ago, shit, we've got nothing to do in the podcast. Do you remember anything?
Is that also a legitimate concern, Kerry? Do you know that the five
we'll
of us could
something.
Riff about absolutely
we
anything?
We could, but I feel as though we have to have something of substance because or else we will.
I feel like Ramadan is substance.
If you had some information about Ramadan, Madame, that would have been really interesting.
Yeah, I've got information.
Well, but I just asked you what's it all about, and you said you don't know, you do it for your mum. So what I call information.
Well, I know it's good for you and it restarts your blood.
What do you mean it restarts,
your blood? Here we go.
Now he thinks he's Dr. Michael Mosley.
Yeah. It restarts your blood.
Go on.
This is what I think I know, by the way.
Yeah.
When you fast, it's really good for you. It clears out the toxins in your body. And refreshes reboots your system.
Yes, I've heard that
too. So that's what I mean by it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that substance-y enough? Or do we want more substance in this podcast?
No, I I think that's pretty good. I'm busy. I'm reading Ramadan at the moment, though. I have looked it up.
Oh, I mean, Matt's story's pretty interesting.
But I want to hear Matt's story.
I don't give a shit.
I want to... Yeah, why don't we go back to Ramadan? I want to go Matt's story. Go.
Do it, Matt's story.
Well, look, I mean, this was posted in one of our, you know, group chats of possible content. And recently we did... you know, a UFO week. You remember we talked about all that stuff, and it was great to see that all these people who've been saying for forever that they've seen UFOs and being ridiculed and mocked for saying that.
Nut jobs, we call them.
Basically, and now it's all coming out that, no, they were
you
damn straight
them,
they saw yeah, UFOs.
Them. Yeah.
And governments have known about this for a long time. So in that vein, a couple of universities in the UK have done a bit of a study, and there's a growing number of humans that believe they are aliens living on Earth, and they call themselves star seeds, and they believe they've been sent here to help guide humanity into a golden age.
Star seeds?
There's not enough of them.
Wait, what does that mean? Sorry, Maddie, rewind a little bit.
Well, they believe
to guide us to where?
To help guide humanity to a golden age of prosperity and peace and kindness and that sort of thing.
So would they believe someone like an Elon Musk is a star seed?
Well, I don't know. Is he bringing joy or is he bringing evilness?
But he's doing things like, you know, Starlink and Tesla and like there's a common... There's a common theme there at least where people go, he's an alien.
Yeah.
He's come from somewhere else.
Well, look, maybe you feel like this. The telltale signs, apparently, that you might be a starseed is if you feel a lack of belonging, you have a spirituality, you know, as part of your makeup, and you're searching for meaning in life.
But is that not just people's personality?
Well, I think that probably, yeah, it does sound like quite a few of us, doesn't it?
I also heard that if you've been abducted, one nostril is bigger than the other. No, I'm serious.
Really?
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that a common thing is if you've been abducted, one of your nostrils is bigger than the other.
What annoys me about this, the kind of theory that they're probing you, right? they're all of this technology and they still need to use a bloody colonoscopy. Like, surely they've got something that you don't even need to feel. Why do they have to stretch out your nostril?
I love that. Is it a great phone, or have you ever gone missing for 3 days and then like woken up feeling really, really clear?
I have. I certainly have.
Every weekend for me.
9 years ago, Matt Dytinski used to do it on a regular basis.
Tell us about your own Ramadan.
After dark with Rami.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Ramadan.
How many years have you had this in a row?
I was just saying, Carrie, every single year I'll meet some person new in my life who has to explain the whole Ramadan thing to every year. And
maybe you should stop researching it so you actually have an answer next time.
And Rami gave this. I mean, the fact of what Ramadan is. I don't like getting into the whole religious side of it because I don't really...
But, you know, like Jesus Christ, we know.
He went
into the desert and apparently, you know, didn't have food for 40 days. And you know, so I thought maybe there was a similar thing with the prophet.
All I know is that it's just good to kind of understand that.
You don't have to justify.
Is Ramadan giving up? No, between sunset and sunrise, obviously.
And it makes it easier because it's office hours.
I'll bloop that one.
Apparently it restarts the system.
It's good for the blood.
Something over the next
30
days.
Yeah. And again, I just do it
because
my mum does it.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, Rami. I'm sorry that something serious became
just something we've always done together.
It shouldn't be serious. I love it, actually. I'm just kind of bleep certain parts.
What else is on the podcast today? We're not getting any better than that. We're not getting better.
Oh, my God. We're not getting better.
Can we replay this on the show tomorrow?
Do we have to give any kind of like
warning
at the start of our podcast saying like this is an 18 plus thing?
I could well be like in big trouble. Like a jihad shit. Anyway, Megan Trainor.
That's
all you can play.
Yeah,
you're just killing me with it. We spoke to Justin Longmuir. He still looked a bit sad sack after the weekend.
He did.
He tried his best.
But we pumped him up.
Yeah.
Okay. We pumped him up with a little pump up. Sounds like this.
Little pump ups.
All right. So While we're on the subject, okay, just head to mix.com.au. You can register there.
Yep.
And that's where you can get your kids to send us a voice memo or a video of them giving some constructive feedback to the Fremantle Dockers coach Justin Longmuir or Oscar Allen, our West Coast Eagle.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be constructive feedback, right, Pete? Just it could also just Eagles, be a pump up. It could be like, if you're a big fan of one of the boys, you know, because that's all you need to hear
sometimes.
I don't
know. We started this thing today. There was a lot of things we spoke about. It'll change over the next 6 months. Just run with it. So the people that listen to us and direct us are happy. Please.
Don't ask questions.
We just peeled back the curtain a massive amount there.
Oh, God.
Kimber's Big Ones was on the podcast
today. Oh, we learnt a lot about Pete's head. How big is the size of your head, Pete?
Fucking big.
Yeah. you don't even remember the measurement.
It's bigger than a watermelon.
Bigger than a watermelon circumference.
The head on your shoulders, right?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Just double checking.
No, the other one we don't talk about, Pete. Got three kids that did its job. Another deep secret of Perth this morning. What are you guys going on about? What's wrong with you two? Why have you lost it?
I think today we should have just
Rami needs more sleep.
I need context. Honestly. What's happened?
I don't know.
He's really lost it.
Yeah, he's lost the plot.
Yeah, totally.
Lost the
plot.
I'm losing the will to live. Is this thing still on?
I don't know.
Enjoy the podcast.
All right, mate.
I know. It is. This is take a deep breath sort of stuff because I'm always nervous. We're live every day, so we could say something inappropriate on air at any time. Uh-huh. But I'm nervous when we've not read these secrets that people are sending us. And by doing it live on air, I'm like, what if it's not okay?
And here's the thing. So we'll find out, won't we? So our address is 450 Roberts Road, Subiaco. And a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Australia Post and Australia Post thinking, nobody sends letters anymore. Like, no, people send letters. And we thought you could use us to send a letter about your deepest secret.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you can trust us, okay, because we do understand that this is going to come with a lot of trust because you're probably getting something you've never told anybody off your chest.
Well, there's also no name or anything attached, so you're just sending it anonymously, so no one's going to know it's you. We don't even know.
Yeah. So send them in. They are coming in, and we do have another one to read out this morning.
Okay, you ready?
Kimber, I am ready.
Okay. Dear Pete, Matt and Kimber, I've been holding onto this for a long time and I've never spoken about this to anyone except my wife. It's something that still upsets me.
Slow it down.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's okay.
Spoken to no one about this except my wife. It's something that still upsets me when I think about it, but to my shame, I've never owned up to my mistake. So I am a registered marriage celebrant, and around 7 years ago, I married a couple on the East Coast. It was a lovely wedding. It went off without a hitch. Probably meant to go with a hitch, isn't it? Fast forward a year and I'm looking through some papers when I find a document that should not be with me, but rather should be at the Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages. Oh dear. To cut a long story short, I'm not sure that the couple I married are legally married, but I've not had the courage to find out. I don't want to tell the couple because I'm so ashamed and I don't want to check with the relevant authority in case I lose my license. Thanks for letting me get this off my chest. Regards, deeply troubled. Whoa. Registered marriage celebrant, 7 years ago, married a couple on the East Coast, lovely wedding, but I found a document that should not be with me, but should be at the Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages.
So the document that they sign that goes, we're married,
I guess,
never made it to where it was meant. Okay, so
you've got to sign a few documents.
Yeah,
I think,
so my wife and I had to sign a registration document, right? And it happened at our ceremony. It's like the celebrant goes, hey, come over here, sit at this table, sign these documents.
It's like a certificate of marriage thing.
Then they're going to go to the, you know, and it's going to be all recorded and everything. This is a really big deal because there's a couple out there right now who believe that they're married, who in the eyes of the law are not married.
I mean,
I have that letter?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, that's bizarre. Because also, too, you'd think that they would do their relevant checks as well at the other end. They're like, if they don't have that document, if you went to go and get anything done, like change your name or whatever, you wouldn't have the documents to do it.
Serious things done. The thing that gets me about this is how many people has this happened to?
No,
because really, when you think about it,
there must be checks and balances. Whoa.
Oh, mate.
That's amazing.
I mean, I feel for that couple.
You know, if you're de facto, it's kind of the same as being married, but not like, that's icky.
Thank you for sending that in. We hope that helps.
Whoa. Okay, great. I mean, yeah, send in another secret. I mean, we can't do anything about that. That's just help them get it off their chest.
Yep, and that's what this is all about. Just get it off your chest. 450 Roberts Road in Subiaco is our address. Send your deep secrets to us. Kira, Mix 94.5 and Pete, Matt and Kimber.
When Pete, Matt and Kimber want to get that Freo Dockers feeling, they go straight to the top. Please welcome Dockers coach, Justin Longmuir.
JL is talking footy, but to talk solar energy savings, call Pleco.
Good morning to you, coach.
G'day, guys.
How you doing?
Yeah, it's been a tougher week than the last couple. So, yeah, a disappointing start to the season. Yeah, obviously not the way we wanted to start. So, yeah, we need to right the ship.
Yeah, before we talk about the game, can I just talk about the presser afterwards, the post-show presser? I mean, they're a bit rubbish. And, you know you've had a rough game. You don't really need to be told. And the thing is, if you were coaching like the under-18s, you don't have to come out afterwards and justify yourself to the parents. But now suddenly you're like, oh, here we go. I've got to come out and talk about it to everybody. It doesn't feel nice, surely.
No, it doesn't, not when you lose. Yeah, and sometimes you need to review the game to get all the answers as well. Like you sort of got a bit of an understanding after the game and you understand where it broke down, but you're not really sure about the specifics. So you do need to go back and have another look. And sometimes like a game on the weekend, you can feel like a lot of things went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the players thinking a lot of things have gone wrong. And on review, it wasn't really that a lot of things went wrong in my eyes. It was, yes, a couple of things that we need to tidy up pretty quickly, but there were some positives in it.
Mm.
Did you cross paths with Ross Lyon afterwards? Did he give you a cheeky wink or anything
never,
like that?
You never see the opposition coaches after the game.
No?
No, the change rooms are separated and the press conferences are at different times.
So. They put blinkers on you and they lead you down the alleys because you can't see one another.
Thank you very much. Now, if you were to look at the papers and everything for the game coming up, I mean, it's meant to be Freo versus North Melbourne. You'd think it was Fremantle versus Griffin Logue, right? So I know Griffin Logue apparently meant to be lining up on Matt Tabanagh. They're best mates. Have you guys spoken about this? Have you addressed this for the weekend?
Not really. No, not yet. Not yet. We'll dig into the opposition a little bit more in the coming days with the players. Griff's a mate of a lot of our players. And like I said earlier in the week on Channel 7, once we cross the white line, he's an opposition player and we'll treat him as such. I haven't read much of the papers or heard much of what's going on.
Good.
So I'll take your word for
I think they just regurgitate the same point over and over anyway. You should be right. So moving forward then this week, do the boys straight away, do you go, okay, you all know where you're at, you know what's happened, we've done the review and they move on? Or are you thinking this week it's more of a motivate or a punish?
Oh, no. It's more of I think it's more process orientated this week because, as a team, we didn't perform the way we wanted to perform. And then within that, you've got a lot of individuals who didn't perform the way they wanted to perform. So, I think the review hopefully it did come out of some really clear things we need to get right and some simple fixes and we got to work on them last night. In a few of our training drills, we spoke about them before training again to reinforce, then get out there and execute and hopefully take our footy forward.
Mm.
All right. Now, coach, we know it was a tough round one. I mean, let's be honest. It was a bit of a surprise, but we've come up with a solution. Okay. And it involves the kids of Perth with some honest and constructive feedback.
I'm getting nervous.
I mean, we don't want to say you're not doing your job. We think you're doing a great job, but sometimes kids think they do it better.
I've got that feedback from kids at home all week. My son's grilled me all week about it.
Oh, but didn't you know kids know everything, so we want to give them a chance.
And you're a coach. You know it's all about drills, hearing the same thing over and over again. So what we're going to do is we have started this year a little thing called Little Pump-Ups.
Little Pump-Ups.
So this one for the Fremantle Dockers ahead of North Melbourne this weekend. Just as a little example, because this is the first time that we've done this, coach. This is my daughter, Isabella.
Oh, no. She bleeds purple.
And she's brutal.
Oh,
yeah.
She's absolutely brutal. All right, so here's your little pump up for this week.
Hi, Justin. Now I'm watching Bluey, so I'll get straight to the point. 60 inside 50s for 7 goals. You must be joking. But I can believe you can bounce back. Here's how you got to do it. Your defence did great. The engine room was pumping, but we just missed that connection with the forward line. Fix that and I see a big W. Good luck, coach.
What do you reckon, coach?
Oh, that's outstanding. And yeah? She's on the money. And a lot of the same messages we gave the players earlier in the week. So feel like a dad might have influenced that a little bit.
Oh, but she sees a big W.
I had nothing to do with it.
Very cute.
She's
very
an cute. Avid Fremantle fan. She's a footy fan. Those were all her words. I said nothing.
Yeah, awesome. The engine room. It's pumping. Awesome.
Good luck against North Melbourne awesome. This
big
weekend,
big W coming.
Coach. A big W. Looking forward to it. And by the way, that's how it works, all right? So, yeah. So constructive feedback. Get your kids voice memo or video message. Get them involved, and we're going to play that every week to Justin Longmuir and tomorrow on the West Coast Eagles with Oscar Allen as well.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what team you go for. Send it in. Go to mix.com.au or send it to our socials. We'd love to hear it. Pete, Matt and Kimber. I'm not sleeping, and I'm not sleeping because I've had a song stuck in my head.
Right.
And it's been the same song for nearly a week, and I think I'm starting to lose it.
Okay.
You know, like I'm genuinely...
Starting to?
I'm genuinely not feeling okay about it now.
What's the song?
It's a song.
Did this do to you last night? This has happened again last night.
It's been happening. I reckon I'm on maybe day five.
Day five.
I'm really becoming a bit tetchy about this because it's a song we play all the time. And the problem is it's super catchy and she knows it. It's Meghan Trainor. I don't need it again. It's, I could wear my Louis. And it's this Vuitton, section.
This bit.
It's this section. It made you look. And then she goes again. I could put my Gucci. Oh, stop. Stop. It's just that same bit over and over again. And it never, it just never ends. And I'm having this absolute freak out because it reminds me of my childhood with this song. This is the song that doesn't end.
Lamb Chop Play Along.
You remember Lamb Chop Play Along?
Yeah.
And it sounded cute and fun at the time. But once it's in there.
And we'll continue singing it forever just because this is a song that does.
That's what's happening for me, Megan.
I love the key change.
It needs to end. I don't know how to stop it.
Yeah.
I've been Googling. They say have conversations, talk a lot, stop the body, engage the mouth, read. I've done everything. Megan won't go away.
Yeah.
I don't know how to stop it. I really
feel terrible
don't.
For you. You know, I mean, we're not going to stop it if somebody keeps on bloody playing it, aren't we?
Oh, Megan.
My apologies.
It's me and Megan for life now. Just roll around again, Megan. Oh, you're not done. Yeah, there we go. I could have my Gucci
on. I could have my Gucci on. Oh, you poor
myself.
Thing.
I don't know what I hate more, me or Megan.
This must be terrible. I could
have my Gucci on. You know what Rami said? Producer Rami said,
what?
You know, I heard somewhere that if you hear the song in full, then it makes it go away. I've heard that too. But how many times do you reckon I've heard it in full on Mix 94.5? How many times in the last 5 days?
All right. Coming up next, Meghan Trainor, Mix 94.5. My boy, Ollie Kimber.
Oh, little sweetheart. How is
sad.
Ollie? What's he been up to?
He's been pretty good. He's just been, you know, the usual stuff, sitting down watching Bluey. Really? And that's pretty much Ollie to a T. That's all he does, watch Bluey.
Mom.
Oh, so cute.
I mean, listen to it. Listen to that joy and that happiness.
Here it comes again.
Dad.
You can hear the smile on his face, the beaming, the sunshine. He's loving it.
Apple.
All right, come on, son. Finish it off.
Oh, yeah. What a sweet. How old is he now?
Almost two.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, bless. And he is usually the happy one, but he's been a bit sad.
Oh, no.
He had a rough afternoon yesterday at the playground.
Mm.
Yeah, so he was playing with another little boy, okay? And we didn't know this little boy, and the family is just, we were at the playground, and this little boy's about his age, and, you know, they start sort of mucking around together. So I was like, great, there you go, mate. You've made
kids
a little friend.
Friends in a second.
Fantastic. Yep. So just, you know, all of a sudden, he was by himself. This other kid was by himself. And now it's, yeah, the boys. I've got me new mate. We're having a great time. We're throwing sand. We're digging. We're going down slides together. Another family rocks up.
Mm-hmm.
And they rock up with a little girl around about the same age as Ollie and this other little boy.
Oh, great.
No, not great.
Oh.
The two boys turned competitive.
No.
No, I'm not joking. Vying.
They're not even two.
Vying for the attention of this little girl.
Oh, see, that is just.
It was insane.
Oh, my goodness.
It was absolutely insane. In the first, the moment that I sort of noticed, right, was that they were going down the slide together quite happily, right? You know, it's, so you go first and you go first and we'll go down together and this, that and the other, right? And then this girl wanders over, this little girl, starts mucking around near the slide and they both noticed her and then you could see it was like, no, 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 I'm going to go down the slide, right? No, you stand there, I'm going to go down the slide. Hey, mate, watch this.
Oh, no.
And the
it's so hard to, like, even fathom that. You're like, is that some sort of, like, primal thing?
I don't
just,
know.
Is it just because there was a third person there?
I don't know. It sounds primal. But look, all I can go by is the fact that it was another girl and it wasn't anybody else. Who knows if it was because there was a third person or whatnot,
wow.
But it was another girl, right? And what ended up happening was after a little while, this little girl came over and she started mucking around with the boys and then she, like, reached out and she grabbed the other boy's hand.
Yeah.
And Ollie noticed and he got really sad.
What?
And he walked away from the group.
He's gone sad sack.
He's gone sad sack because he didn't get the girl.
She made a choice.
Yeah, she made a choice. She chose the other bloke. Now, look, everybody says that he's a chip off the old block. Turns out he's even inherited his old man's game or lack thereof. But I just can't even put into words what it was like just watching this unfold in front of me. He's not even two.
Yeah, that is so bizarre. I had no idea that they were that connected or strange behaviour.
Anyway, we're going to go back to park this afternoon again. We'll try again.
Yeah, right? It's a numbers game apparently. That's just it, keep trying, fellas.
Coaching you into it. Just get back on the horse and give it another go, boy.
Kimbers, big ones. You will win a crappy prize.
Sarah in Forestdale, good morning. Welcome to Kimber's Big One.
Good morning.
Oh, Sarah, thanks for joining us. Is your morning going well?
Yes, it's good. Just on the way to work.
Oh, great. Have you played Kimber's Big Ones in the car or at home before?
Yes, I've played in the car. I play every week.
Oh, great. All right. So you know how it works. I'm going to give you three objects. And today I'm going to ask you to put them in order from largest to smallest.
Okay.
Now, the reason that we said it includes Pete today is that one of the objects is Pete's head.
Hello. Oh.
We've had trouble finding a hat for Pete. And anytime you get a bit of free merch or a hat comes in, Pete sort of squeezes it over his giant noggin and we haven't quite found the right one. So I thought, let's see just how big Pete's head is. One of the objects is Pete's head. Another object is a standard bowling ball. And the other one is a round watermelon.
So we're what is the category you're putting
We're here? Looking in terms of circumference here, Sarah.
Right.
And when I say watermelon, it's one of those round watermelons, not the overly shape.
Okay.
So we've got Pete's head, a bowling ball, and a round watermelon. And we need you to put them in order, largest to smallest.
Now, Sarah, well, can we... I've got a bit of audio to play you here.
Okay.
All right. This earlier this morning, just to help you out a little bit, was Kimber measuring my head. You're right.
I need to measure your head again because I measured it the first time and went on just using this cable. And then I took the cable out to the ruler and went, I checked it against the centimetres. It's so... so big that I think I've made a mistake and I want to measure it again.
Okay, go on. I told you my head's big. I told you I've got
know,
a big head.
But it was so big that I don't understand how.
Okay, so hopefully that helps, Sarah.
Yes.
Like, I had to come in for round two because I really didn't. Oh, yeah, I was confused. But so they're your objects. What do you reckon, Sarah? Do your thinking out loud.
Well, I reckon a watermelon's going to be the biggest. Mm-hmm. Just because they are quite heavy and they're usually quite round.
Yep, yeah.
Are we talking about a fully grown watermelon?
A round watermelon. You know how sometimes you get the big oval ones are the ones we see most often, but it's a round watermelon.
It's
a standard average,
round.
But round, yeah.
So you see a Woolies or Coles. And we're talking about just your standard average round Pete's head.
All right. And has Pete ball. Ever held a bowling ball up to his head before?
Oh, look, it's Pete. I'd say probably.
And was it bigger?
I don't really remember. It was dark. It was a Saturday evening at AMF in Cannington. Oh, so gosh. It's always dark with the dance lights on.
What do you reckon, Sarah? Lock it in. The good news is whether you get it right or wrong, you will still win a prize.
I might go watermelon, Pete's head, and then bowling ball.
Jeez, I'm flattered, Sarah.
You're welcome.
I love it. Okay, so you've gone watermelon is the largest.
Yes.
And Pete's head is the second largest and the bowling ball is the smallest there.
All right, go on, Kimber, hit us. What is it?
I can tell you that the bowling ball is 68 centimetres in circumference.
68 centimetres sounds huge.
Okay. Yeah. I can tell you that the watermelon is 62.8 centimetres.
Okay.
Wow. So the bowling ball is bigger than the watermelon in circumference. So now it's just about where Pete's head sits. And Pete doesn't know how big his head is either because I haven't told him yet.
No idea, Sarah. So
Pete, where would you have put your
moment.
Head in this?
I would have put my head. I think it's deceiving. I think considering I've never been able to get a hat right, I would have put my head probably in between the two. I'm surprised to hear the bowling ball's bigger than the watermelon, but cool. I would have put it in between the two like Sarah did. Hit
Pete,
me.
The average human head is 57 centimetres, and that's why we get hats that come in one size fits almost all.
How big's
your head is 63.5 centimetres.
Let's
go! So the actual order, largest to smallest, is bowling ball, Pete's head, and then the watermelon. Your head is bigger than a watermelon.
Oh, my God. You're right, Sarah. Imagine that. So the next time you go to a Woolies or a Coles and you go and pick up a watermelon, you can know that my head's bigger than what's...
I know. This is the reason we can't get him a hat. Yeah. But look, Sarah, thank you so much for playing Kimber's Big Ones. We have got our fun bucket there for you to win a fantastic prize. There's also... Oh, what have we got? We've got... Oh, a round special floating glass. We've got Vegemite Choc Chunk brownies.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, or there's a Cadbury drink bottle. There's all sorts in there.
There's a watermelon, Sarah.
I'll pass on that.
Okay, no worries. Peanut and Kimber, Mix 94.5.